Hi, and welcome to ASIC's Movement for Mind. My name is David. First of all, thank you for being part of this unique program, combining movement with some simple exercises to help you feel better. For most of our sessions, you'll need to be outside in a place where you can move easily. Try to avoid anywhere too busy if you can. We'll be moving around 30 minutes, so keep that in mind if you're planning a route. But otherwise, you don't need anything special. Just you, comfortable clothes and footwear, and this session in your ears. So, get yourself outside and ready to move, and if you need to pause the audio for a minute to find a place where you can start moving, then do that now. Okay? Ready to go? Let's start with what I would call an easy jog. Just a nice and relaxed pace. Great. So, while you're moving in that easy jog, for the next 16 sessions over 8 weeks, you'll hear from inspirational experts who'll guide you through the program and introduce you to some new ideas and practices that you can take into your everyday life. ASIC's Movement for Mind is for everyone. It's all about finding a pace and intensity that works for you. I'll help you feel comfortable and confident in the way you move. So whether this is the first time you've moved for a while or you're taking a break from marathon training, this program is for you. My name is David Lenneman, and movement has always been an important part of my life. Growing up, I tried all types of sports. Running is the one thing I've always come back to, whether it's been marathons, trail running, or simply running because of the way it makes me feel. If there's one thing I've learned throughout the years, is that movement truly has the power to uplift the mind. Today, I'm fortunate to work as global team captain for ASIC's Frontrunner, a community of ambassadors of movement. Together, we strive to inspire others to achieve a sound mind in a sound body. That's me, and I'm really excited to be your lead coach through these sessions. Now, before we get started with the first session, let's get you warmed up. So, keep moving in that easy jog, nice and relaxed, just enjoy it. In a little while, I will talk about pacing for our sessions, but for now, just keep it very steady. Find your rhythm, find that ease, and breathe. I would like you to keep these three things in mind for all of our sessions. Breathe, connect, and enjoy. We're going to get used to being aware of how we move and how we feel. This is all about mindful movement. Nothing complicated, just noticing. Okay, now let's get that heart rate up a little more. Start with some high knees. So bring your knees up as high as possible while you're jogging. Keep the pace gentle. Okay? And you can always help by swinging your arms a little bit more. Exaggerate those movements. But stay stable and look straight ahead. All right. Keep going, and I will count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And back into the easy jog. Great. Now you should feel your heart rate has gone up. Take some time to just find your breath. Great. Now, we'll get some more movement into those legs. Just keep the same pace, but this time, try to kick your heels back. See if you can reach your buttocks with your heels. So your legs will be working a little bit more. Again, swing those arms and look straight ahead. Great, I'll count you down again. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great, back to the easy jog. Now, while you're in your jog, try to see if you can find a place where you can stop, and we'll do two more exercises on the spot. And if you need to pause, feel free to do that now. Okay. So we're going to move into leg swings. See if you can grab onto a railing or something to hold on to. And let's start with the left leg. So put one hand on your right hip and then hold on with the left hand and swing that left leg forwards and backwards from the hip. And one, two, three, four, and five. Great. Nice and easy. Now switch over to the other leg. And remember, swing it from the hip like a pendulum. And go. One, two, three, four, and five. Great. So it's time for the last exercise. And we're going to walk out those calves. So you can use that railing or wall, and just make sure you have something in front of you to push against. Now stand with your feet next to each other, quite some distance from the wall, so you're leaning forward towards the wall or the railing, and keep your left leg straight with that foot planted to the ground, and bend your right leg a little with the weight on the front of your right foot. And now we'll alternate those legs. So walking out the calves one at a time, over and over. Okay? Good. And go. One, two, three, four, and five. Excellent. All right. So now I hope you feel warmed up and ready for the main session. Take a deep breath, and here we go. All right, your body should be warm now, and hopefully your mind is settled and focused on our first session. Let's get back into that easy jog. Nice and relaxed pace. You should be able to keep a conversation. All right, let's go. This week is all about getting you prepared for what's to come. As you know, throughout ASIC's Movement for Mind, you will be introduced to six amazing experts who will guide you through different ways you can help yourself to feel better. They're all different, and they're all great. But for these first two sessions, it's just you and me. I hope that's fine. How's that jaw going? Breath is easy, and your body's relaxed? Good. Today, we're going to focus on the different paces that we'll be working with, or gears, as we'll call them. And we'll be using five different gears. Gear one, slow jog. Gear two, easy jog, which you're doing right now. Gear three, running comfortably. Gear four, tempo run. And gear five, fast run. Now, you won't be spending that much time in gear four or five. It's more to give you an idea, an understanding of the different paces. So for now, we can come to a stop and take the moment to take two deep breaths. You should be pretty warmed and relaxed by now. Let's start the session by going through gears one to five. So if you're ready, let's get moving again, but this time in gear one. And to make it a little bit easier, you can switch into the next gear when I say go. All right? So gear one, a slow jog. This should actually feel slow. If it does, you're doing it right. Breathing is easy. Heart rate should only rise a little. Go. See how that feels. Just notice how your body is moving in this pace. All right. From gear one, you're going to slightly increase the pace while keeping that easy and relaxed feeling in your body. So this is gear two, easy jog, go. Again, you should be able to keep a conversation or just be able to listen to me with your full focus. Now, throughout these gears, take the opportunity to feel how do they differ from each other in your body, your breath. Okay, so let's get ready for gear number 3, running comfortably. Your pace in this gear should feel easy enough to hold for a longer run, but hard enough to feel the effort. So when I say go, get ready for gear number 3, running comfortably. Go. You should still be able to keep up conversations. It might be down to a few words now and then, but now you're running. Enjoy it. All right, how's that feeling? Now, gear 3 is basically your go-to pace. Now, before we get into gear 4 and 5, which are the faster gears, I just want to take the opportunity to say that don't compare yourself to others. It's all about finding a pace that works for you. Okay? So this is not a race. It's just about getting that body into different paces. So we're going to get ready for gear number 4, tempo run. Now you will be picking up the pace, no more conversation, and you should feel your heart rate rise. Ready? Go. Doing good. Just again, see how that feels in your body. Keep breathing and stay relaxed. And get ready for gear number 5. This is a fast run. It's not quite a sprint, so keep control of your body. And whenever you feel like you need to slow down, feel free to do so and go into a gear of your choice that feels comfortable. So gear number 5, fast run, go. Great. Okay. Now bring it down to an easy jog. Gear number 2. Good job. Take some time to catch your breath. And again, just notice how your body feels. So you've gone through all 5 gears. Keep going in gear 2 for now. But how was gear 5 for you? It's a fast pace, not quite a sprint. We don't want you to be out of control at any point. And again, you won't be spending too much time in gear 5. But it's good to have tried it so you see where it's at. Okay? All right, we're going to go through them once again. So come down to gear 1, slow jog, go. And see if your body remembers how gear 1 felt. We're not going to spend too much time in each gear this time. So get ready for gear number 2. Go. And we're switching up to gear number 3. Go. And remember, stay relaxed. Keep breathing. Get ready for gear number 4. Go. Keep it steady. Great. And gear 5. Go. Come down to gear number two again. Easy jog. Go. Really, really nice. Now just take a moment to stay in gear two, the easy jog. How's your body? How's your breath? Is there any tension anywhere? Now if there is, try to let it go as you exhale. Okay, we're gonna keep moving on. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with intervals. Yeah, some might dread them, some might love them, but we're not going to do anything crazy. We're going to play around with the different gears. So in a way, it will be a little bit like intervals, switching the tempo, basically. So if you're ready, it's time to go down to gear number one again. And from here, we're going to jump up to three, then back to two. Then from two to four, then down to three. And from three to five, and then back into an easy jog. All right, but we'll take it step by step. So you're in gear number one, slow jog. And I will count you down and let you know which gear is next. Three, two, one, gear three, go. Three, two, one, and back down to gear two, go. From here, you're going to get ready for gear number four. Tempo run. All right. Three, two, one, go. And get ready to go down to gear three. Three, two, one, go. Okay, this is your comfortable run. Your go-to pace. So take some time to just catch your breath and prepare yourself for gear number five. Fast run. Three, two, one, go. And come back into an easy jog. Gear two, go. Great. So, now we're going to do something called up and down the ladder. We're basically going to go one gear at a time from gear one up to gear five and back down to gear one. We're going to do it three times. The first two times, I will guide you through it. And then you'll do the last one on your own. All right? So, get down into gear one, the slow jog. Great. Now gear two, go. Gear three, running comfortably, go. Gear four, tempo run, go. Gear five, fast run, go. And now down the ladder, gear four again, go. And gear three, go. Gear two, go. Easy jog. And down to gear one, slow jog, go. All right. So that's up and down the ladder. Now I'm going to guide you through it one more time. And this is a great way to feel the difference between the gears. All right. And if you ever feel like gear four becomes a little bit too fast, and you can always pull down the pace to gear three again and just wait for me to say gear five. All right. So you're in charge. Great. So let's do it one more time. So you're in gear one, the slow jog. Gear two, go. Gear three, go. Stay relaxed all the way through. Gear four, go. Gear five, go. It's time to go down the ladder. Gear four, go. Gear three, go. Great. You're doing good. Gear two, go. And back down to gear one, go. Great job. All right, so now I'm going to let you do it on your own. And for this time, make sure to breathe, stay relaxed, and you can stay as long as you want in each gear, okay? So if you want to spend a little bit more time in gear four, for example, to explore it, then do so. It may be a shorter period of time in gear five, then that's perfectly fine, all right? So I'll be back with you shortly. Enjoy up and down the ladder one more time. Great. Keep breathing. And just see how they differ from each other, these gears. And whenever you're ready, just keep moving in the gear of your choice. I'll give you just a little bit more time. All right. Okay, it's time to wrap up and down the ladder. Good job. So now you've tried to jump around a little bit between the different gears. I hope you've been able to calibrate a little bit to try to find your pace and get familiar with them. Now we're going to come back to these gears throughout the sessions, so you'll have plenty of time to get more and more familiar with them as we go. But today, I hope, has given you a bit of a foundation. All right, now before we cool ourselves down, I'm going to let you run in the gear of your choice for about 3.5 minutes. So if you feel more comfortable with gear two, easy jog, then that's your choice. Or gear three, running comfortably, or even gear four or one. Just pick a gear of your choice. And if you want to play around with them a little bit, just like we've done, then go for it. All right. And as you move, I want you to be aware of your surroundings. Sometimes we run the same routes day in and day out, or walk the same routes every day of the week. We stop to notice things around us. All right. So maybe you want to try a different gear. If you've been running in one that feels comfortable, maybe try a different one this time. And remember, if there's any tension in your body, see if you can let it go with an exhale. Now for that last stretch, how's your mind? Nice and clear? Or maybe some thoughts are creeping in. Chores. Daily life. That's perfectly fine. Just notice them and try to bring your attention back to your pace. All right. It's time to wrap up this main session and prepare for the cool down. So bring it back down to gear one. And reflect on how the gears feel for you. We're going to be working with them throughout the sessions. And again, it's all about finding a pace that works for you. Great. So we're going to do a cool down. So find a spot where you can stretch. And if you need to press pause, feel free to do that now. Again, good job with the session. Now we have a few minutes before we get back to our chores and everyday life. So I want you to take some time to get your body to transition from movement mode to a more relaxed state. A cool down will help you stay injury free and to recover faster. And it will help you feel more ready for your next session. So let's start with a quad stretch, stretching out the front of the thigh. This may require a little bit of balance, so just make sure to hold on to something. Okay. So stand straight, balanced on your left foot, and slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. Grab onto your foot with your right hand and keep your back nice and straight. Pull gently on the foot for the stretch, and we'll hold here for 20 seconds. 5, 10, feel that stretch and push your hips forward a bit, 15, and 20, great, switch legs, and try not to look down, instead look straight ahead and find that stretch, push your hips forward gently. Good. 5, 10, 15, breathe, and 20. All right, great. Shake out those legs. All right, so we're going to go into the next one, which is a calf stretch. Find a wall or a lamppost, something to put your hands against as if you were trying to push it out of the way. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep your back leg straight with your foot planted on the ground. and find the stretch in the back calf by pushing your hips forward, all the while keeping the back foot planted to the ground, back straight. Feel that stretch? Just nice and easy. And we'll hold there for 20 seconds. 5. Breathe. 10. And if you want to go deeper into the stretch, do so, but gentle. 15. And 20. Nice. Switch legs. And again, find the stretch. Keep the body straight and push your hips forward. And 5. 10. 15. And 20. Good. Really nice. Now, this will be the last one. It's a gentle hamstring stretch. A lot of people can feel tight in the hamstring after moving, so it's always good to make sure to loosen them up just a little. Not to pull on it too hard, okay? So stand with one foot in front of the other and bend the back knee. Put your hands on that knee and put some weight on it. From here, tilt forward at the waist while keeping your front leg straight, and you should feel a stretch in the hamstring down the back of your thigh, in that straight front leg. Okay? Hold there for 20 seconds. 5. 10. 15. Doing good. Go a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. And switch legs. Get yourself in the same position. Front leg straight. Back knee bent. And tilt forward at the waist. Feel that stretch. 5. 10. 15. And 20. Great job. Great job today. Now let's go nice and easy back into real life. And if you notice any tension in your body, just exhale and release it. And well done on completing our first session. We'll be practicing those gears again in the next one. But for now, relax. Grab a drink of water, and I'll see you next time.